Take your Bibles this morning and turn to 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to talk about the gospel this morning. You know, we get caught up in a lot of things, a lot of churches, a lot of organizations. We get caught up in programs and this and that. But when it all boils down to it, without decisions, all your programs aren't going to do much good. A fellow said, well, I think we need more disciples. Yes, but without decisions, you're not going to have any disciples. It's the gospel. What we do is for the gospel's sake. The Lord calls us, first of all, our primary purpose is to bring glory to Him. Every day I try to scratch and claw to bring a little bit of glory to God. And one of the main ways that we give God glory, apart from personal holiness and trying to live like that book tells us to live, is to win souls to Jesus Christ. Tell them about Jesus Christ. Go ye all into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 1. He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we love you today. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for making it available to even me, Lord, to whosoever will. Thank you, Lord, for bringing forth ministries, Lord, and using them to bring you glory and to win others to Christ, Lord. And I pray for all those, Lord, out there on the fields today, in the vineyards, going to work, trying to win souls and bring you glory. Help me this morning. Give me unction to preach. Fill me with the power of God this morning, Lord, and give each heart here a teachable spirit, Lord, and we'll love you and praise you and give you glory for everything that's done here. In Jesus' name, amen. Notice Paul here speaking to the Corinthians in verse 2. He said, for I've determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You know, we have a tendency, especially us, we Bible-believing Baptists have a tendency, we concentrate a lot on doctrine. And the Bible says that doctrine's good. We want to be sound when it comes to that book. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God. It said, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. We want to be there. But many times in our zeal to be right with the book and right with God, we tend to neglect the cause of Christ in winning souls. That's why I'm all for folks like the Christian Motorcycle Association. Folks, you better get outside the church doors. They're out there, aren't they, Sister Deborah? They're out there on the streets and they're looking, they're searching, and nobody's giving them the right answers. But God has the answers to all their questions. The simplicity of Christ. Paul said, I fear lest any corrupt you from the simplicity that is in Christ. Romans 1:16, Paul told the Romans, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm a gospel preacher. I want to spread the gospel. I want to shout the gospel, proclaim the gospel far and wide. Jesus saves. Want to go to heaven? Trust Jesus Christ. A few weeks ago, we were up on Fountain Square in Cincinnati. We had a permit for 2 hours there at Fountain Square. And we were preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel, singing those songs that talks about adoring our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and trying to draw folks to Jesus Christ. One woman got saved, a second one might have got saved that day. You're out there preaching the gospel. Paul said here that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Wow. That gospel is important. Notice that the power of God is the gospel. And I've been told that many things of the church, you know, I found out a while back that a lot of the church-ran food pantries won't even let you hand out a gospel tract. Some bureaucrat has told them in order to get this food and this and that, you can't promote your faith. Well, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. Give them the gospel. I don't care who it hair lips. Is that a politically correct term today? I don't know. Give them the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Hey, we're not here to promote warm and fuzzy programs to make you feel good about yourself. We are here to tell a lost and dying world that they don't have to go to hell, that Jesus Christ already paid their sin debt for them, and all they have to do is reach out by faith and receive it. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You don't earn a gift. You got a giver, Jesus Christ. You got a receiver, whosoever will. How glorious is that? You don't have to go to hell. We're here to tell folks you don't have to go there. If you go to hell, it's not God's fault, because he made a way. He made a provision for your sin, his precious, lovely son, Jesus Christ. God don't want you to go to hell. God loves you. For God so loved the world. That takes in everybody. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loves you enough to die for you, and all he wants you to do is believe it. Believe it. Do you believe it? From the heart. Do you believe it? We as preachers, we always want to try to complicate things. Well, you got to believe just right. You got to confess just right. You got to repent just right. You got to be baptized just right. Hey, you can confess. Balaam did. You can repent. Pharaoh did. You can be baptized. Judas was. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can confess. Balaam confessed. We'll say, the Bible said repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And preachers will argue and argue over exactly what repentance is. You know what Dr. Harold Seitler said, that old country preacher up in the mountains of North Carolina years ago? He said, I don't care what kind of repentance you had. If it's the kind that brought you to Calvary, it's the right kind. My. 70 times the Bible says believe. Romans 1:16, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Jesus said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Whatever you believe, before you believe the gospel, you need to give up on those things. If you were believing in yourself, I had a cousin I visited in jail, and I said, well, what do you believe in? She said, I believe in myself. I said, well, how's that worked out? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to him. Give up on yourself. Quit trusting yourself. Man in his best state is altogether vanity. Paul said, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Duh. The gospel. There's no life or immortality for you, for me, for anybody else without the gospel. My. Hey, the devil has taken most of the world through deception and convinced most of the world that the gospel of Jesus Christ is nothing but foolishness. He's taken over so many things. Paul said, for the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, But unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. Jesus said in John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You know why the world don't like Christians? Because they're wicked. They won't come to the light because they don't want to be reproved by the light. Light reproves darkness. Darkness flees from light. Most people don't believe the gospel because they don't want to believe the gospel. Not because they haven't heard or they don't know. They just kind of pretty happy with what they've got going on. Hey, God didn't say you had to do a bunch of religious stuff. He didn't say that. He said, believe the gospel. Wow. And this is the record, the Bible says, in 1 John 5:11, this is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. It isn't in joining a Baptist church. It isn't in this or it isn't in that. It's in a person, Jesus Christ. You got to look out for the religious crowd. Now, I know I may ruffle a few feathers, but hey, it was a religious crowd that crucified Christ. It wasn't the guys down at the bar. Hey, you won't find the devil in the biker gang. You'll find him in the Bible study. Hello? Penny the Sky King, come in, songbird. All right, let me. Wow. And this is a record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Want to go to heaven? Trust Jesus Christ. Believe the gospel. Oh, that's too simple. Paul said, I fear lest any corrupt you from the simplicity that is in Christ. I tell folks, hey, your religion is between you and your church. But your salvation must be between you and Jesus Christ. It's you alone with him. Church can't do that for you. You can join every church in the county. You can be baptized everywhere, upside down, sideways, three or four times. We baptized a great big guy back here, huge guy. Me and Jeremiah both trying to get him under. And he held on to that rail. And we lift him up out of there and I pulled his arm loose and we plunged him down again. Hey, baptism is a picture of a burial. I said, you don't go by Craven Cemetery and see somebody's elbow sticking up out of the ground. Hey, most religion in the world has booted Jesus Christ, out a long time ago. Hey, over there in Revelation 20, we all know the verses, we use it in salvation, but in the context where the Lord says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him. The context there is the Lord outside the church knocking, trying to get in. Wow. You've been booted out of your public schools, the institutions of lower learning. I guess it's supposed to be higher learning. He'd been booted out of the public forum. He'd been booted out of most of the churches today. It isn't about trusting Jesus Christ for salvation. It's about something else. Anything else. You take your pick. Churches today, they want to stand up for a woman's choice. Or welcome the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. If anything but the gospel. The natural man is going to have nothing but a tough time with all those things of the flesh until he finds salvation. I'm not judgmental on those crowds. I pray for them. They need Jesus Christ. They need Jesus Christ just like I needed Jesus Christ. For there's no power, the Bible says, but of God. Paul said in Romans 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I hope you're here today. You're not ashamed of the gospel. A fellow said, well, how about living right? Yeah, that's important. My three goals for folks in this church. First of all, you fall in love with the Lord. You get saved, you fall in love with the Lord. Secondly, you fall in love with his book. The Bible says, Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Fall in love with the Lord, fall in love with the book, and then just do the best that you can to live like that book tells you how to live. We're not going to disagree. We're not going to agree or disagree on everything. Some things we'll agree on. When it comes to the gospel, you better be agreed that Jesus Christ is the Savior, that you're a sinner, and the only way to heaven is through the gospel. But all those other things, hey, it's dealer's choice. You go to church where you want to. But you get in that book and let it guide you where you should be going. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But the Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing the Holy Ghost. Man, Billy Sunday, great evangelist Billy Sunday, back around 1915, he was preaching one evening up at Richmond, Indiana. And he's preaching against the dance. Man, when I came to Milan school from a little Chicago street urchin outside of Chicago, man, I had some dance moves with Michael Jackson, man. But Billy Sunday's preaching against the dance. Yeah, they did that back then. And one old fellow said, well, Brother Billy, I just danced with my wife. Billy Sunday said, why, you old lobster, you'd rather shuck corn by midnight, by moonlight, than to dance with your own wife. I don't know why I threw that in. Just kind of came up. But we're all rascals. Bible says that it's God's mercies that we're not consumed. It's his mercy that saves us. 1 John 4:9, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. For I determined, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2, I have determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's a message of the church. Paul said, moreover, brethren, in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. Here it is, which I preached unto you, by which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. How? By the gospel. If ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the gospel. Duh. That's it. Want to go to heaven? Trust Jesus Christ. You want to be righteous before God? Then you put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Whenever you trust in Jesus Christ, you get his righteousness. Isaiah said, for all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That's the gospel. That's the power of God into salvation. That's a door to heaven and eternal life. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. My, my, my. 1 John 5:12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's a message. The gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the preaching. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to go to heaven? Trust in Jesus Christ. Repent and believe the gospel. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's the message. There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's at the name of Jesus that every knee bows. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The gospel. We need to get back to the gospel. Back to the gospel. Only way to heaven is through the gospel. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ, it'd be a good day to do that. Everyone stand up this morning. I'm done. Joyce, would you come chord with them on piano while they play guitar and sing here? We're a gospel preaching church. The entire church of God should be gospel preaching churches. My. If you're here today, if you've never trusted Christ, why not? First of all, the Bible says that you're a mess. Without Jesus Christ, you're a mess. I'm a mess. The Pope's a mess. Billy Graham's a mess. We're all a mess without Jesus Christ. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. That includes you, includes me, outside of God's grace. Because of our sin, there's a penalty that God requires. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and the while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That verse just said God accepts you for salvation just exactly like you are. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Man, once that light came on for me, that God would accept me with all my baggage, and God accepted me. Man, that'll set you free. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Don't say you might be. You see, God can't lie. He's holy. He can't lie. The Bible says God is faithful and cannot deny himself. He can't not do what he says he'll do because of his own holiness. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Wow. Man, you better get in on that. Why wouldn't you want to get in on that? Then he'll move in and he'll start making those changes. He'll start making those changes. He's made a few changes in me, Sister Deborah. Made a few changes in you, too.
Yes, right in the middle of my mess.
Amen. Right in the middle of your mess. Me too. God is good. The altar's open. As we sing, if you're here and never trusted Christ, just step out. Maybe there's a burden on your heart you want to give to God. Step out for whatever reason as we sing.